Thank you for watching Texans TV. This is Nick Scherfield at the Methodist Training Center, and the Texans wrapped up OTAs on Thursday. 10 practices in the books. Coach Gary Kubiak talked about what he saw out of his team.
I think the biggest thing is we threw some young players in some very tough positions. You know, when you look at Swearinger and where he got thrown into right away because of Ed not being here, and then you look at us taking Hopkins, our number one. And so I think we've come a long way as a team. So instead of it taking us 2 weeks to get through that in camp, I think those guys are, you know, much more advanced. Obviously, there's some concerns, you know, up front. The right tackle's got me concerned right now. Guys missed a lot of time. But I think the work's been good. We got out of this thing healthy. All these guys that have missed a little time will be back. So,
what do you want to accomplish next week when you're legal?
You know, yeah, I just what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and I'm just going to basically have the tempo we had at practice today, and I'm going to go back and hit all these young guys with everything for about their fifth time, and really not concerned about the physical part next week as much as I am just getting them all a bunch more reps. So that's what we'll do and work out the older guys.
Second round draft pick DJ Swearinger looked very good in these OTAs, and he talked about what the experience has been like for him so far.
It's a lot. It's actually a lot. You got to do a lot of things detail-wise, a lot of things techniques, because quarterbacks are so good. You know, you can't be off one step. You got to be everything perfectly precise, and that's how the NFL is, because everybody's pros. I sit right next to D-Man, so I feed off him a lot, and, you know, I'm ready for Ed to get here so I can feed off him too.
Defensive end Antonio Smith, the Ninja Assassin, talked about what he's seen out of the Texans rookies, as well as how he's taking on a veteran role as he gets later in his career.
They want to be starters, and they want to be stars. And when you got rookies like that, you're going to have a great team.
How much of the teacher role have you taken on?
Pretty much, you know, a lot. I'm finna start charging extra. I might need to get two checks for my coaching expertise, you know.